Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:15 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL. When Maya Angelou once said, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. And I think that really applies to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And there's a piece in the New York Times, a letter written by former directors of the Center for Disease Control, both Republican and Democratic administrations, saying, we ran the DNC. RFK is endangering the health of every American. And you know, he said one thing, then he backed off. Now he's back to where he was before, I think, talking about RFK Jr. With that, let's welcome in our friend Dr. Corey Hebert, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. How you doing, Dr. Corey?
Good morning. How are you, Tom?
I'm all right, sir. What is going on there as a physician? How concerned? And look, this has nothing to do with politics, because this was certainly a panel of both Republicans and Democrats that ran the CDC that wrote into the New York Times that are very concerned with what's going on there. Do you have concerns as a physician and especially as a pediatrician?
Yeah, I have big concerns as a pediatrician, but also as a clinical scientist. I do a lot of clinical trials and over 100 of them trying to get medicines to market. And what has basically happened is that the CDC is now an organization that has a group of a committee called the ACIP, right? And that is the group who says what immunizations should be on the schedule, right? And usually the ACIP and the AAP, and the AAP is the American College of Pediatrics, they usually agree, okay? And what has happened now is that because the CDC is kind of hijacked by RFK and a lot of politics, then they're not agreeing. And what has came out very recently is about this COVID vaccine, right? So, you know, whether you should or whether you should not get the COVID vaccine, is really any vaccine is kind of up to you. But I know that sounds a little bit loose for me to usually say, because I'm usually saying, you know, really make sure you get them all. It's really always up to you. But what happens is that if the AAP and the ACIP don't get along, meaning if they have different recommendations, the insurance companies follow what the ACIP says, which is the CDC. Now, I know there's a lot of word salad here, but follow me, right? So if I want right now, since RFK and the CDC has said nobody needs to basically get COVID shots at the age of 6 months, now the insurance companies, they follow what the CDC says, which means you can go get one if you want, but the insurance company is going to pay for it. And people don't realize
the insurance company is not going to pay for it, right, doctor?
Not going to pay for it, right? Not going to pay for it. So people don't realize how expensive vaccines are. So, for example, if you wanted to get a meningitis vaccine, and we just got a new one out that I helped to be the principal investigator on to get out, it took us months and months to get it through the CDC just because of RFK Jr. Then until we got the ACIP or quote unquote CDC to say it was on the schedule, insurance wouldn't pay for it. It's like $200, which means nobody can get it. You understand what I'm saying? So,
oh, yeah.
So as a person, you can choose whatever you want to do. But now they're making it difficult because your insurance will not pay for it generally. And that's what's going to be one of the biggest hazards. Now, we can definitely get into the science of, you know, are vaccines great? We agree that vaccines, you know, have saved the world from so many things. You know, and I tell people that don't want vaccines, I'm like, look, how do you think we got rid of a polio? How do you think we got rid of these things? We just didn't wish them away. We just didn't say, you know what, I'm tired of dying from polio and all my friends dying. I'm just going to go ahead and just wish this away. We had to do something. And this is science that's been going on for a very long time. And I think it's mildly disingenuous for RFK Jr. to say that he wasn't going to do this, to get the nomination, then to get confirmed, and then to now, you know, have all these commissions and say that we're going to now open up the autism debate again, which has already been debunked a million times. And he said he wasn't going to do that. And then he said he was going to, you know, do a bunch of things that now he's saying he's not.
To keep science and politics separate, he said that measles vaccine caused autism. Then he went to the funeral of those kids in Texas and he said, get your kids vaccinated. Now he's going back to where he was.
Yeah. It's kind of going back and forth. And see, my thing also is this, you know, if that's what you want to do and that's what you say, then just say that and stick to it. And then we'll know what we need to do as far as trying to support families through this. But he'll say one thing and then kind of say something else. And then you really don't know, you know, where you stand on with the folks that are trying to just get some clarity. You know, I'm not against, you know, people having their own mind and their own feelings. But see, this is one thing, Tommy, that I tell you, and this is the hard thing. You know, you cannot say, well, I did my research, and then not be able to define for me a few things. Can you tell me what a p-value is? Can you tell me what one-way analysis of variance means? Can you tell me what the correlation coefficient is? Can you tell me all these types of things? Can you tell me? No, you can't, which means that you can't do your own research. Because if I tell you that, you know, every time that, you know, a bird chirps, that I show you a study, every time a bird chirps that it's going to rain, and the study shows that, but the study's a bad study, then that doesn't mean that it's real. You see what I'm saying? It's causation, and that's not necessarily proven in all studies, but you have to understand.
Well, it's a fallacy of logic is what it is. It's post hoc ergo propter hoc. I don't want to get too far into that. Let me take a break, Doc. When we come back,
sure.
I want to talk about so many people are texting in about the credibility of the CDC,
sure.
But they ignore the credibility of RFK Jr. because they want to believe what they want to believe politically. And look, you can believe whatever you want. I'm just trying to keep the kids safe, and I'm just trying to go with science and keep
sure.
science out of politics. Because
sure.
look at Katrina and the levees. We just got over that, and the levees failed. And science said, if you do it, that's build them this way, that's going to happen. And Congress said, well, build them that way because here's all the money we're going to give you. That's the politics.
Yeah.
There's a result. 822 Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 827, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dr. Corey Hebert, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Doctor, real quick, rewind some of those things. If you say you've done your research on vaccines, can you talk about?
Yes, can you talk about what a p-value is, right? So a p-value means that you have made a good selection of people that are in the study, and the study has enough power to say that it's real. So the concepts of these things are really serious, because if I go to two people and say, you know, get their results of the study, right? Just two people is not enough for me to say that that's actually causation, right? If we start talking about one-way analysis of variance, that's how you look at certain types of data to say if the data is real or not. You can't just look at a study, because you can make a study say anything that you want if you pick the right amount, the right people. If you pick a whole bunch of rich people to say, every day eat farm-fresh eggs, and then you have high IQ. okay, well, then the Farm Fresh eggs made you have high IQ. No, the fact that you have everything in the world to be able to make you to do well in school, and that can theoretically make you think you have a high IQ. But that has nothing to do with it, because the selection of the people that are in the study is not appropriate.
Let me move you on, Doc. Before we run out of time, I just wanted to recap that to show you how it's not simple, and it's not as easy as Googling this or that. When it comes to the credibility of the CDC, what I find interesting is that all of this COVID stuff happened under President Trump's first administration. So I don't know how now everything's different. I don't quite understand it. Tell me about the credibility of the CDC and the medical community.
Right. Well, I mean, people, you know, a lot of people that are, you know, for a certain type of group of people, and I don't like to get too much into politics with that, but the reality is that Donald Trump took the vaccine. And he was very open about taking the vaccine. But a lot of people that support Trump are saying that they're not for vaccines. And so the CDC right now, just so people can have a real big swipe at this, is that the CDC, when RFK came in, he basically wiped out everyone in the American, in the ACIP, and that's the group of the CDC that makes the vaccines. He just fired them all, and then he fired all the folks that are at high-level positions, basically, or made them quit, or they kind of resigned under duress. So right now, the CDC, you know, is a group of people that are basically under the control of the federal government. Now, in the people that are against, that were against the CDC before, which is a very, very small group of people, they were saying that the CDC is bought off by pharma. Right. So people, you know, and this is America. So I'm not saying that the CDC didn't have some interesting players back in the day. That may
this is America. That's exactly right, Doc. This is America. Never rule out money. Don't ever rule out money. But go ahead.
You know, but at the same time, the overwhelming amount of people in the CDC are hardworking, very underpaid, and also mostly volunteer scientists that do this work. The people that are on the ACIP, they didn't get paid. The people that were on the CDC, they didn't, you know, that were on these committees, they didn't get paid. They got paid for their travel. They got paid for their food, but they didn't make a big salary. This is something that people did because they cared, and this is their job to make sure that the people in America are safe. You know, we have so many safeguards that are out there to watch out for bad things that are in our food, bad things that are in our water, bad things. And a lot of these things now have been wiped out because of the way.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That they're deregulating a lot of these federal agencies.
We got to go, Doc. I appreciate the passion in your voice and your energy. Yeah, and, you know, I think the world of you. Thank you, Dr. Corey Hebert. Matter of fact, Thank you, sir. In 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about the CDC scaling back a surveillance program that could have led to the emergence of that Vibrio virus in oysters. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan a couple of minutes late. Have you ever driven a zero-turn radius lawnmower?
I have not, no.
I had to get one over the weekend, and maybe y'all can text in if you got any tips for me, because it seems very counterintuitive. The old one I had a steering wheel on it, and this is pull, left, right, forward, back. I don't know, and where I got it, they didn't know how to drive it, so I had to drive it to the thing that they could load it on a truck. Remember the movie Apollo 13 where he says the Earth is getting pretty big in the window?
Yes.
I probably should have figured out how to stop it before I started it. That brand new Honda pickup that I have was getting, it got very big, very fast, as did my eyes. Thankfully, I just steered away and kept going down a parking lot until I figured out how to stop the damn thing.
Yeah, those things are difficult to work.
So if y'all have any clues for me, some kind of little mental ways to adjust to zero turn radius mower, I got a kind of sizable piece of land and I'm in the back and I'm trying to practice back there, and I'm guess I'm getting it. I don't know. You push, you pull, but then it's back, and then the other one I had a foot brake, and there's nothing worse than heading towards something you don't want to hit, like my neighbor's downspout, and there's no brake, so you don't know what to do.
Might be better off hiring somebody.
Well, not now. I bought the lawnmower. We'll take a break. Come back. Talk to Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor of Louisiana, about tourism and more on WWL. You combine that with Lieutenant Billy Nungesser, and you feel good about yourself. Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. How you doing, Billy?
Hi, my friend. How are you?
I'm all right. Let me tell you, y'all did an extremely great job with the, and I know that I shouldn't say extremely great, but you did a great job, a fantastic job with the Katrina commemoration at the Presbyter and the exhibit and so forth. Talk about that for a second, if you would, and how it's still open.
Yeah, it's, for the last several years, every time I was at the museum and people leaving that exhibit, depressed, upset at all the devastation, and visitors in Louisiana alike, we wanted to rework that exhibit to not only remember all that people went through, but to show we're coming out of it better than ever with all the new improvements. And we also wanted to include, it wasn't just New Orleans. So we got before and after pictures of the Burris Water Tower now being back up, St. Bernard, St. Tammany, all the surrounding parishes, some before and after pictures to show the whole region is coming back better than ever. So you leave there, if you're from Louisiana, with a sense of pride that we've done so well coming out. And we still have more to do. And if you're a visitor, maybe if your area is disaster, you can't come out better than that. So we want to leave them inspired by what we've done with the team all over South Louisiana.
Lieutenant Governor, your phone connection is terrible, and we're having a hard time hearing you. So we're going to take a quick break, okay, and then try to reconnect with you and talk to Lieutenant Billy Nungesser when we come back. 8:47, Tommy Tucker, back in a flash, WWL. Well, we put the best and the brightest on it, and apparently it was neighboring states that compete with Louisiana for tourism business that were trying to jam Lieutenant Billy Nungesser's signal. However, we went to DEFCON 3, and we're now able to reconnect with him. Okay, so let's talk about the Rose Bowl Parade and the float, because I heard you on the news talking about that today.
Yeah, I tell you, we're excited to have John Foster, runner-up for American Idol, out there performing, and once again, we expect to have an award-winning float this year. Great return on investment. You know, at the end of the year, you're thinking about where we're going to go on vacation next year. What a great time to have Louisiana in front of the world.
That really is a good time, isn't it? Because I guess New Year's, like the holidays, are behind you, especially in other markets. You know, don't have Mardi Gras coming up, so you really are looking for what's the next thing, right?
Yeah, and besides what you see on TV, we get a satellite truck, bring it in the den, and we give every morning show in the country behind the scenes look at how you build that float. We just ask for 2 to 3 minutes to talk about Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So we do interviews with our partners from all over the state. We give them a chance to talk to the world about their city, their town, and it gives us great exposure in every media market all over the country. And we give those interviews from 5 in the morning to 10 at night each day of decorating that float, something the public doesn't see, but it gives us an incredible return on our investment for the publicity and advertising we get for that float.
So when it comes to tourism and the fall and Louisiana and festivals and so forth, talk about that, if you will, Lieutenant Governor.
Yeah, we have the best tool in our toolbox. A lot of states would die to have 400 fairs and festivals. So we're able to target market people, especially the drive market, but then the larger festivals, we do target them and advertise out of state. We did some airport takeovers this year. We partnered with Delta in their lounge to do some videos and talk about the fairs and festivals to draw more people to Louisiana. So we're able to market each part of the state at those fairs and festivals, especially the drive market, to people, get people to come in and spend a weekend and enjoy those festivities. So it's just a great tool in our toolbox that no other state has to have that many fairs and festivals to draw people into the state.
Tell me about convention business.
Yeah, the convention business for New Orleans has been great. What we've, you know, they've got a great team that markets that. What we've been able to do is market a lot of things in other areas where the hotels are a little bit more affordable, where they have convention space, and also the Olympic trials. We've got a team that travels the country now, luring the Olympic trials to Louisiana. We had ping pong up in Monroe, West Monroe. Last year, we had volleyball in Shreveport. And those Olympic trials, they, you know, 10 to 12 days, they're in town. They bring their families to watch those youngsters compete for the Olympic trials. So we've been placing those Olympic trials all over the state, as well as the travel ball teams. The Disney Dean World Series a couple of years back was in Ruston. So we're able to bring more sporting events that fit for the hotel rates and where they can accommodate them all over Louisiana, and really have grown that tourism, sports tourism market all over Louisiana.
Billy, talk about Canal Street, if you will, because when we were going to the Presbyterian, I was looking at it coming back, and I know the efforts of Sandra Herman and the Celebrate Canal Coalition, also Downtown Development District. How important is the resurgence of Canal Street, the recreation, if you will, or restoration, whatever phrase you want to use, to helping the tourism industry in New Orleans, and how important would that be?
Yeah, I think it's crucial. You know, we're on a mission to save the French Quarter and bring it back to life, what it used to be. And I think Canal Street is such an important part of it. And Sandra and her team, I met with them recently. I look forward to working with them to improve that Canal Street. You know, one thing, we've got to find a way to utilize those upstairs buildings above those shops, whether it's apartments or something, to bring more people into that corridor, and do it wisely where it doesn't hurt other business, but where those buildings that are 4, 5, 6, 10 stories tall, we can use that space, whether it's for office space or something. And the challenge is giving them a safe exit without going through the shop. So I think those are the challenges of making that Canal Street all it can be. And to bring back some of the shops and thing that bring people down there shopping is going to be so important to make that happen. But I got a great team working on it, and I can't applaud them enough for taking on that challenge.
I don't know if people remember or not, but in the Maison Blanche building, first of all, I don't know if they remember the Maison Blanche building, but there was a radio station, legendary WSMB was up there, giant studio, beautiful facility, big plate glass window. You could sit there watching broadcast. That was in the Maison Blanche building. And a lot of times people think that the only thing that's there are stores, but that's not the case. And that's what you're talking about, maybe residential. And one other thing I wanted to bring up, Billy, is it would seem to me that people tend to buy things when they're on vacation. And I know retail is a lot of online now, but it would seem like if you could get some retail locations on Canal Street, like a Dillard's or that kind of thing, that would take a big step toward redoing it. Thoughts?
Absolutely. We've got to look at, even if we've got to put incentives for those kind of shops that will draw people. You know, I say the same thing in the Quarter. We've got a lot of these places that have music all night, but we've got to bring back some of the live entertainment which brought those visitors to the Quarter. We got to look at those things. Look at Nashville and what they've done. And we've got to mirror that and incentivize people to open those kind of businesses that will attract people.
I know karaoke's big at some places. Why not karaoke with live musicians?
I tell you, that'd be great. It, you know, Catch Me Out was a big hit when it opened, continues to be a draw. But there's so many things we could do to bring back, and so many great musicians to bring back more live music. A lot of that has moved out of the Quarter. across Esplanade, but I think the quarter is ripe for bringing back some of that as well.
All right, look, if you need a pretty face to sit on that float on New Year's Eve, or New Year's Day, rather, in the Rose Bowl Parade, I can probably find one for you, because Lord knows it's not me. Thank you, Billy.
All right, my friend.
You have a good day. Billy Nungesser, Lieutenant Governor. We'll take a break, come back. We're going to talk about the CDC and Vibrio virus and how maybe some cutbacks may have caused the leading increase of that. I'll tell you when we come back. WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.